A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving.
And now, broadcasting live, galaxy-wide, deep from within the computer talk command and control bunker from an undisclosed location in the sunny Southwest, it's Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
And good day, America. Welcome to another edition of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy wide, your home of common sense technology. You can join us here live at 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Pardon me, a little frog in the throat.
You didn't do your pre-show yelling?
I did, but it was like an hour ago, and so it's coming back now.
But see, you have to be
there,
careful.
I'm all right now.
You're going to have to be careful today because we have the blast doors of the bunker open. We have to do some spring ventilation.
Yeah.
So, you know, anything you do, probably the outside world's going to hear.
Yeah.
So just be aware of that.
Like they wouldn't with the radio.
Right.
Lots of stuff to talk about. Of course, we'll be taking your calls as well. We appreciate you joining us. We're looking forward to a fun show. If you'd like to get, we instituted just this week the live during the show only video. Mm-hmm. You can get it at www.imsa.com/camera/imsa-tv.
Yes.
Live studio camera on the internet.
Because that's what we're going to be watching the entire show.
It's hard. We're both watching it now.
12 hours of Sebring's on, man, and it's hard not to watch it.
We're in car 77.
Yay.
No, it's that's actually the IMSA, the Sebring race. A lot of history in the Sebring race. Very interesting. Neat stuff. Vipers, Corvettes, Porsches, BMWs, just about everything running around. And a bunch of prototypes,
and
of course,
Mazdas.
The Mazdas.
That's right, baby.
No rotaries, but Mazdas nonetheless. Man, tons of stuff to talk about. Let's get started. As you heard, joining me, as always, the massively muscular, cold stone, evil Steve at my side.
You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the margarine of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough.
Evil. Evil is his one and only name. Evil.
And me. I'm a computer's user and your host, Dr. Dave.
Chop, 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 with all of my might.
Yeah!
What? Who is that? Hey!
What are you doing? What? You got some extra sounders then, huh? Is this going to be like this all show long now?
Every moment that we're not talking, and sometime when we are,
what was that from? Tell me what was it from.
Like, I don't know. It's sitting right in front of me, but I knew anyway.
What?
That was some the Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah.
Right?
The Mum from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah.
866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Let's start with my personal, what I think is personally cool and fun, the first story. Interesting project. You know, I've mentioned throughout the last few years how... And it probably goes against what many people's perspective is. There haven't been a whole lot of really exciting developments with stuff. There's been a lot of consolidation in technology. And a lot of the new stuff that's coming out to me is kind of, you know, how many videos can you watch on how many devices? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the kind of stuff that's been coming out over the last few years. And you know, of course, if you're 17, that's really exciting stuff. But, you know, after a while, it just gets old for me. And some of the browser war stuff I've been excited about. Windows 8.1, some weaknesses, but, you know, pretty strong OS. I've been kind of excited about that. Excited about Windows 10. We've talked a little bit about some of the pre-release stuff with Windows 10. The Moto X and that whole line of phones with Motorola I've been kind of excited about. One of the latest things, and I have to admit I'm probably giving it a lot of benefit of the doubt, but I've been waiting for this, is the new browser from the guy that one of the people that founded Opera. The Opera browser, been a fan for years.
You mean Oprah?
Right. A couple of years ago, the original team kind of got pushed out, and a new team came in and basically just did a different flavor of Chrome. You know, they just kind of tweaked the Chrome code like they liked it and called it the new Opera. And not necessarily anything wrong with that. But the thing I always appreciated about Opera was just a really fresh perspective on browser functionality. Really, based on efficiency for the user, how to make the user the most productive in a browser environment, and some, you know, some real aggressive, speedy code, and a real, up until they kind of got pushed out, they were just ruthlessly devoted to their vision for a browser, and I really respected that because they were always kind of, well, at least third best, maybe in terms of market penetration, you know, maybe worse than that. It's been a couple of years. Hadn't heard a word from these guys till very recently. They've got a Tech Preview 2, which is kind of like a, probably like an Alpha 2 version, pre-beta release of their new browser, and it's called Vivaldi. And you can check it out at Vivaldi.com. That's VIVALDI.com. Very promising. And again, you know, this is like a pre-release. So I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. A lot of the features are not fully implemented yet. While I haven't really had any trouble, still you can't expect it to be very stable. But if you want to get a look at what these guys view as, their vision of a really top-notch browser, check out Vivaldi at Vivaldi.com. Really looking forward to a fully fleshed-out version, at least a beta version. A lot of things, like, you know, no extensions and stuff like this, So there's still a lot of work for them to do and a lot of work for them to get other people on board and write some of these extensions. Now, one of the neat ideas, and this is what I appreciate about these guys because it's absolutely true, and nobody ever talks about it, is if you've got a browser and it's got a million extensions available, that's wonderful, except about 999,000 of those extensions really suck and break your browser. And nobody ever really talks about that. These guys are talking about including all the extensions in the browser. Back after this.
Afraid of the doctor? Maybe a little phone shy? That's okay. You can send Dr. Dave an email live during the show at drdavelive@gmail.com.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one. Back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck. And it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.